Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, this trader is asking, his single biggest goal is to reach 20% a month. I guess that may seem a little high for a lot of people, but he had been achieving this day trading, but he had a son and he needed to scale back his screen time. So he's asking, how do I achieve those same results, either swing trading or, you know, trading longer term?
Right. The 20% a month. Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, there's two ways that I would say that you can do that. One is you've got to be taking a lot of trades. So he's saying, you know, he wants to move to the higher time frames because he has a son and he doesn't get any sleep now. And he's got to, you know, spend time with this new individual in his life and take care of it, and which I completely understand. So basically, there's two ways. You trade more often, so you take more swings at it, to use a baseball analogy, or you really cash in on your winners. So you're basically pyramiding or adding to your position. So that's really the easiest ways to get to that point where you would, you know, really ramp it up. So for example, when you have a winner, if it goes 50% of the way to your target, you add some more, 70% of the way, you add some more, whatever, you know, and any kind of pyramiding system, there are plenty of them out there. Even if it's just like half the position, like let's say you have half the position that has a trailing exit. So you really let it go and it could go really far potentially. And then the other half, you have some sort of pyramiding strategy so that if it goes as you expect and it goes strongly as you expect without any really strong retracements, you get a really big fat winner. So that's the other kind of way to deal with that. So for example, you can still trade in regards to point number one, you can still trade the daily charts and trade 30 markets, right? You don't have to just trade the euro, the pound, the yen, and the CAD and the Aussie or whatever you're trading. So that's the other thing to keep in mind here is that simply because you're trading this Bollinger, I don't even know what the system is, MFI Bollinger Band thing, but whatever it is, he might be looking at trading 30 markets on the daily charts rather than trading 5 or 10 or whatever he's looking at now. And then the other thing is I would definitely look into testing, you know, what I call pancaking, but obviously there's lots out there. I didn't invent pyramiding by any stretch, but this is something that you can use to turn, you know, let's say you have 1% risk on a trade, that 1% risk can easily turn into a 14% return if you get your pancaking right. So that's what I would do. Mm. So you either got to take more cracks at it, which means more markets, or, you know, lower time frame and taking a lot of signals, which it sounds like he's trying to get away from, or you just really add to your winners by pancaking so that those winners are huge when you get the really nice winner. And that can be frustrating, but at the end of the day, that's really, those are the two roads that I see as getting you there. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks for the great advice, Walter.
Thanks.